Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, what's the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center that represents over hundreds of companies and products. If you let me have your zip code, I can see if I can help you, ma'am.
95132.
One moment, please. What's your name, ma'am?
Cindy, Cynde.
Okay, under the zip code 15132, I do not see Cindy.
No, 95132.
Okay. Miss Carlson, that is?
Yeah.
Will you verify your address for me, please, Miss Carlson?
1456 Schaefer Drive, San Jose, California.
Yes, ma'am. Waiting on the accounts to pull up.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is, I got this notification and it said that, you know, you won a phone. And you, so I paid $2. And then I was charged $7.95. And then the other day, they charged me $56.95 without any notification. I had no idea I was getting a subscription.
Yes, ma'am. So what happened is on the 28th, you agreed to pay agreed to have an entry to a sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPhone?
Yeah.
Right. So in the terms and conditions, will you put your account number in? When they're read, it states that they're going to automatically enroll you into a meal plan.
A meal plan?
Yes, ma'am. So with the meal plan, let's see here. The meal plan is...
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, getting those emails.
Hold on, ma'am.
Yeah.
So yeah, the $56.95 was when they state to you in the terms and conditions when they're read, it tells you that you're going to be charged for this membership after you pay for the entry for the sweepstakes.
Well, I don't want that.
So because it's a valid charge, ma'am, what I can do for you at this point. Let's see what you got. So are you received? Okay, you paid $7.95. That was declined. Then the $7.95. Let's see, it was charged again. It was proved that time. And then the smart plan, which is the planner. Hold on. Okay, so it automatically enrolled you into, let me see here. the Smart Health Planner, which is you had a 7-day or a few day trial on it, and then
I don't want it.
Let's see here.
I mean, all this is in the fine print. I get no notification. I get no. I should have read it, but to me, that was just manipulation.
No, ma'am. A lot of people. We have many customers that use the meal plan, ma'am. It might not be a good fit for you. However, it does state in the terms and conditions that. You will be charged once you enter your account number, ma'am.
Win an iPhone. I had no idea this had anything to do.
No, ma'am. You only got an entry for a chance to win the iPhone. Doesn't mean that you won the iPhone.
Right.
What you paid for was the $7.95 was to have an entry to the iPad. But also, when you put your account number in to pay that $7.95, it states to you in the terms and conditions that that it will be charged after the trial period. So what I can do now, what I can do for you now, ma'am, is trying to see right here. What I can do now, based on right now, I can do you 35% off of that $56.95.
What does that mean?
I will give you, because it's a valid charge, the $15.95 is a valid charge, but what I can do as a courtesy, it's offer you 35% of that charge to be refunded back to your account.
Yeah. This is so... it's just bizarre. When I started that process, I didn't know it had anything to do with a meal plan. It was just weird.
Yes, ma'am. They tell you in the terms and conditions in the written part there, they tell you that before you put your account number in, because it doesn't take your, you actually have to sign off on the terms and conditions before it actually accepts your phone number.
Yeah.
So like I said, I can do offer the 35% to you.
Okay, I was charged $56.95. What do I get back?
I'll give you back, charge you, refund back, $56.95.
$19.93,
I believe.
That's it?
That's $56. Yes, ma'am. That's a 35%. Like I said, it is about...
In this company, I mean,
ma'am,
I don't know even who this company is.
Okay, you agreed to sign up for an iPhone, whether you got it off Costco, CVS, Walmart, whatever slip you got, you agreed to do that. In the terms and conditions, before it accepts anything or take anything off your cart, it asks for you to accept the terms. Providing that the terms and conditions are read, it'll state to you that you will be charged for these memberships after the trial period or after the trial period they have set at that time.
I didn't read it. I mean, I don't even remember seeing that option.
Yes, ma'am. It's an option. So I can offer you the $19.93 back on your account, ma'am.
God, this infuriates me. I'm not angry at you, but I feel like the whole thing is just a scam.
Like I said, I can offer you the 1993 back for you, ma'am.
That, yeah, so they can keep my $30. I don't even know the name of this company.
So this is where you, I'm the call center that handles the accounts for the companies, ma'am. You applied for the Smart Planner. You applied for to an entry to get the phone. Hold on a minute. Yes, ma'am. You paid to for an entry for a chance to win the phone.
Yeah, and it was just a way to take $50 out of my account. Fucking assholes. This is ridiculous.
So, ma'am, let me do this here. Let me see. It's a one-time courtesy, ma'am. I can offer you 50% back of that $56.95.
All right. But so what's that?
You're $28.47, ma'am.
I'll do that.
Yes, ma'am. So please hold while we refund that back to your account.
Yeah. Fucking thief.
Okay, and you got something to write with so I can give you a cancellation number. So going forward, you won't receive any more charges as well.
Great. So these guys do a thing called G-Plans.
Hold on, man. Let me finish notating your account.
All right, okay.
Okay, ma'am. You got something to write with so I can give you your cancellation number?
Hold on. All right.
Okay, see as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
259-19-3893.
3893.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is tied to what they call the G plan, 'cause is that it?
It's a health meal planner. So what I did, I just canceled your prescription to whatever, and then I refunded the 50% back to your account.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, anything else I can do for you, ma'am? You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling customer service. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.